Brent Lee here this morning with the matriarch of the Isaacs, Lily Isaacs. Good morning to you, Miss Lily. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to everyone, too.
And we wanted to have her on the program today because you all are going to be bringing the show into our neck of the woods, Osgood, Indiana, the Dam Theater, this Sunday. Very much looking forward to seeing you.
We love coming to Indiana. We have so many friends there, and we're just really excited to be coming.
And, of course, now residing further south, where it's still kind of fall. But but also being from parts not too far from here, right?
Yeah, we lived in Ohio between Dayton and Cincinnati, a town called Morrow, for probably 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so my kids were all born in Ohio, and then we made the move to the Nashville metropolis because of work. And it was just a lot easier to get to everywhere we were going. But, yeah, very close.
And that was back when it was easy to get around Nashville, and now it's not easy to get any place in the music
city. That's right. Absolutely.
Just talking to a friend who was talking about how close he's pretty close to work, but it's just a matter of blocks, but it's still about a 20-minute commute, So.
Well, you have to really plan it between certain times, because in Nashville from 7:30 in the morning to about 9:30, it takes you a good hour to go 10 miles. But in afternoon or mid-morning, sometimes you can, skip it. You learn the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, and I would imagine that, I guess I should say this, the Isaacs show this Sunday at the Dam Theater in Osgood. If you're not familiar with the Isaacs, I imagine a lot of folks are who are listening, but kind of a bluegrass-flavored kind of southern gospel sound is what I would call it. You correct me. It's your group. You tell me if I'm characterizing that improperly.
We get asked that question quite often, but we're not bluegrass, and we're not southern gospel. We're more of an Americana Christian / country group because we have drums and a dobro. We have a full band, so we're not really in a southern gospel vein. We obviously do gospel songs, but we also do other. So, it's kind of mixed up. I don't know.
Well, some of the best music is that which does not easily fit into any one category, I find.
Yeah, well, my girls write most of the songs that we perform. And so it's just our style, we don't try to form it to any particular. What sounds good is what we do.
Right.
Basically, what we feel like, yeah.
Well, it does definitely sound good, and I would urge folks to consider attending. Osgood Beautification Committee is putting on these shows. They've been bringing live concerts back to the Dam here for the last year or so, and already seen a bunch of great acts there. I would guess that we can probably, Lily, look forward to seeing some Christmas music as part of the show this Sunday.
Absolutely. We've already done 3 Christmas shows last weekend, so we're prepared for whatever, yeah. Absolutely.
They've got all the bugs worked out. It'll be just perfect for us here in southeastern Indiana. Well, I thought we might, with your permission, play a little bit of music during our conversation time this morning. Would that be all right? Do you have a particular Christmas song that you all have recorded that you'd like me to play here?
Well, one of my favorites on the album is called A Labor of Love, and that was written by Andrew Peterson, an amazing songwriter. But the song is just a beautiful, beautiful rendition of what it must have been like when Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus. It's a beautiful song.
Lily Isaacs is the guest, and this song is A Labor of Love. We'll have more of her coming up on The Daily Pod at WRBI.
It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyway that night. On the streets of David's town, and the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. Little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, had no mother's hand to hold. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, every beat of her beautiful heart was a labor. crucify her side. Calloused hands and weary eyes. There were no midwives to be found in the streets of David's town, in the middle of the night. So he held her and he prayed. Shafts of moonlight on his face. But the baby in the womb, he was the maker of the moon. He was the author of the faith that can make the mountains move.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
We're back with Lily Isaacs, our guest this morning on the Daily Pod. Her and her family act going to be bringing the show on the road to Osgood, Indiana this Sunday at the Dam Theater. Hope you'll get your tickets if you don't already have them. We've already covered a lot of ground so far. One thing we haven't touched on yet is something pretty cool that happened for the Isaacs a couple of years ago. You were invited to become members of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, that's a highlight of our career. We've been going to the Opry for probably 40 years as guests.
Wow.
We'd go three or four or five times a year, and they kept saying, oh, well, one day you'll be members, one day you'll be members. Well, that happened in August of 2021 when they invited us. And so, yeah, we're members of the Opry, and we're still so blessed to be a part of that team. We do the Opry quite often now, two or three times a month. The staff, the crew, the management, everybody in the Opry feels like one big family. There's no big guys and little U's there. It's just like all like a family. So we love going, and we're honored to be members of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, and if you've ever been backstage while the show's going on at the Opry, I can't imagine how performing on it is. I mean, you know, I couldn't carry a tune in a dump truck, so they wouldn't want me to do that. But as far as just how cool it is to watch from the wings and see some of the amazing performances that happen here, that must be a neat perspective.
It is, and, you know, everybody, we have dressing rooms backstage, as you said, and so the artists get to visit a little bit. They have a nice green room so you can chit-chat in there, but it's a great experience because you see there's plaques on the walls that are historic of, you know, all the members that were inducted over the last, it's almost 100 years old, the Opry, I can't believe it, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a really neat, I hope people When you come to Nashville, you've got to go to the Opry. And then there's a special ticket you can buy where they do a backstage tour through there. So that would be something else. If you manage to go, it takes time from Indiana to go to the Opry. You need to sign up for that, too, because it'll blow your mind how they have situated stuff. They have cases with memorabilia. It's really a cool experience.
Yeah, it definitely is. Take the tour. It costs you a little extra, but it's probably money well spent if you're a fan of history of music and followed it for years. Lily Isaacs is the guest. They're bringing their family act to town to Osgood. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be playing the Dam Theater this Sunday. You can still get some tickets. Get them all there. Still available. They hope to sell out. Again, a lot of these concerts they've been bringing in have sold the place out, and I'm sure it'll be close, if not succeed in that sellout with them. You have a pretty diverse following of fans, I'm getting the sense.
Yes, we do. I mean, I'd say 90% of the performances that we do are at PAC centers, performing art centers like the Dam Theater and different places like that. That happened kind of a couple years ago. And so, you know, we bring people in from, you know, all walks of life, and I love that because we mix the variety of our songs up. We do some secular country songs. We do some that my daughters have written. We do some gospel songs. We throw it all in the mix, and we love to share our stories, and I love that. I love meeting new people. So, yes, I think that we have a broad spectrum of friends and fans. We like to call them friends. Mm-hmm. At the end of the show, we like people to be friends, not just fans, you know? So, you know, we have our band is great, and we have a good time on stage. We let everybody in on all the stupid stuff that we do. It's just fun. We try to make it fun. And then there's a serious side where we try to, you know, reach the hearts of people, especially this time of year, because, you know, Christmas is a joyous time. And we celebrate Hanukkah, too. But a lot of people are lonely. A lot of people just lost someone, and they don't know what to do with themselves. So we try to give a little pleasure and joy also to that and encouragement.
Right. And, you know, you see some of the acts that maybe it's a business arrangement, especially after being together so long, and maybe they don't even like each other, you know, or there's Hall & Oates are suing each other. I get the sense that's not the case with this family act.
We probably could, but we try not to.
You got, so I guess I should do the rundown. You got your daughters, and you've got your son, and then you got your grandson in the band, too.
That's right, we do. And then we have a dobro player, and we have a drummer. So we got the full setup. We're not a karaoke band. We just do it live, and all of them are so extremely talented. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun to be there when the music is just done while you're on the spot. So, yes, we have seven people on stage.
Very good. Well, you can get tickets now to the show this Sunday at Osgood's Dam Theater. Lily Isaacs has been our guest, and she will be on stage along with her family playing and singing their hearts out for you this Sunday. Hope you can make it to this show. All of the shows in this series since they started this have been phenomenal. I've never seen the Isaacs, so I'm told I'm in for a treat, and we will enjoy them for the first time together, maybe, or maybe some of your other fans who are coming back for their 10th, 100th, who knows how many shows.
Well, welcome to all. We want everyone who can come to come, so thank you. Look forward to meeting you, too.